Welcome to The Rink, your weekly source for hockey talk without the entitlement. I'm James Tapley Gralian. It's Thanksgiving week in America, and Tom and I are mired in the holidays. That doesn't mean there's nothing here for you, but just stick around for a quick skate around the rink. Well, this week, Tom and I are kind of taking the week off for the holidays. We're tending to our real lives, our regular lives, outside of the hockey podcasting world. Yes, real life does kind of catch up with you sometimes. And this kind of gives me a chance to do something I rarely ever get to do, which is directly address you, the listener. And hi. I really want to say thanks for listening to The Rink. Tom and I obviously aren't broadcasters. We're just a couple guys who like to talk a lot about hockey, and this podcast really gives me the chance to do that. I get to talk to him, to other bloggers, to other podcasters, and sometimes also to you, directly. And that's a lot of fun for me. And so thanks a lot for listening. I really appreciate it. I know that I promised, the audio, from the second part of my talk with Eric Mackerlane, and listening back to it, a week later, it does sound pretty dated actually. So, I'm not going to do that. What I am instead going to do is kind of help, point out some of the other great podcasts that are out there, a few other things to kind of keep you entertained, hockey wise throughout the weekend, maybe some things to add to your repertoire. One of the guys that's been on our podcast quite a bit has been Eddie Garcia from the Puck Podcast. Eddie's great. He's an honest to goodness broadcaster and a lot of fun to have on the show. His podcast, which is one of the most professional podcasts I've ever heard, is at www.puckpodcast.com. I enjoy the podcast called The Program, from Chris Wessel. I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right. Actually, I've never actually talked to him person to person. Chris's podcast, I think I can best describe as sounding like, one big hockey party. It's a lot of fun and I really recommend it. He does it live and also their archive shows, so you can call in and participate. His homepage for that is at www.thehockeyprogram.net. I like the Blue Line. I don't get a chance to listen to it often enough, but you can find it at bluelinetalkradio.com. Scott Wasilewski from the Face Off Hockey Show was on episode 43 of The Rink, and Scott's great. His show is fun, a lot of fun, and it's called The Face Off Hockey Show. You can find it at faceoffhockeyshow.com. A couple of the more team-specific ones, Buddy Oakes from Preds on the Glass, he's been on one of our tweet casts. You can find his Predator-centric hockey podcast at www.predsontheglass.com. Jay Veen runs the Avs Hockey Podcast. If you're an Avalanche fan like I am, you can find it at avshockeypodcast.podomatic.com. I'm going to actually be talking to him next week, passing through Denver and stopping, and we're going to talk about the Avalanche on both of our podcasts. Hopefully at that point, maybe also have an announcement to make about his podcast, a little moving around, I guess. Hopefully that'll be all ready. I put a post up on my blog. I don't really talk about my blog much. It's called jerseysandhockeylove.com. I don't talk about it a lot here. I kind of keep them separate, which maybe is a mistake. I don't know. But I put up a post on the intent to blow rule. There's been that a couple of games in a row of goals being overturned because of the referee saying that they intended to blow the whistle. I think I have a slightly different take on it than some other people, which is something I try and do when it comes to refereeing. You can find that at my blog. Again, that's jerseysandhockeylove.com/blog. I also have a post up there right now about reading hockey blogs and using things that, like RSS, which you can use to subscribe to this site. Also things like Instapaper, readability, feed readers, and just some things that are going to hopefully make your life a little bit easier, for reading hockey blogs. And, if you use them, great. And maybe there's something a little bit different or a little bit new there that you didn't know about before. By Joe at, Gross Misconduct has a kind of a different take on the, intent to blow rule than I do, and I really enjoyed his post. So if you head over to www.grossmisconducthockey.com, you can find that. You can also find links to everything that I talked about here on our site, on the Rink's site, which is www.rinkpodcast.com. You may not know, but Yahoo, where Puck Daddy and Greg Rosinski, great hockey blog, streams live hockey games quite often. Not all of the games, but if you're looking for a hockey fix and you don't know, you don't have a center ice package or whatnot, maybe you'd like to get something, listen to something or watch something a little different than what's normally shown in your market, you can go to sports.yahoo.com/NHL/hockey night. I guess it's run by the same people but that we all know and love, except for you DirecTV viewers. That's Versus. So if you are in need of anything hockey-wise, I guess that's a good place to go and watch. That's about it. You can find the Rink at www.rinkpodcast.com. That's where you can also find out how to subscribe to the show in iTunes. That's usually the easiest way to get it if you have an iPod or not. Remember, you don't need an iPod to listen to the Rink. But hey, hopefully you're already listening to the Rink, and that's how you're getting this. The email address is rink@rinkpodcast.com. I'm always looking for more people to talk to on the podcast, to talk to about hockey. And if you're interested in coming on the show, if you have something that you'd like to say, if you want to find out about when our next Tweetcast is, that's a great way of doing that. A Tweetcast, of course, is when I pull Twitter and ask when ask who has something to say about hockey and bring them on the podcast. The Twitter feed for the show, which pretty much it sticks to just, you know, posting about when the show is up or when Tweetcasts are up, so we don't flood your inbox with a bunch of junk, is twitter.com/rinkpodcast. We also have a phone number. It's 845-704-RINK. That's 845-704-7465. Love to hear from you. If you want to call in, if you have something that you want to say or whatnot, get in contact with us, or just say something, you know, talk a little hockey. Maybe we'll put it on the podcast. That'd be great. So, you know, again, thanks a lot. I really appreciate you listening to The Rink.